We've all been there. It's 9 p.m., you're still at your desk, or kitchen table, searching for new ways how to be more productive, yet that never-ending to-do list keeps growing. You've tried every productivity hack on the internet, downloaded a dozen apps, and somehow you're still drowning in work while feeling completely drained. You're not alone. Most of us are stuck in this crazy cycle where we're always trying to squeeze more into our day, but we end up burned out and miserable instead of actually getting ahead. Here's what nobody talks about: learning how to be more productive isn't just about doing more stuff. It's about doing the right stuff without losing your sanity in the process. This isn't another hustle harder article filled with impossible morning routines. Instead, we're going to explore realistic ways to get more done while actually enjoying your life. Because what's the point of being super productive if you're too exhausted to appreciate the results? Understanding the productivity burnout connection. The modern workplace has created a dangerous misconception that working harder automatically equals working better. This flawed thinking has led to an epidemic of burnout, where employees push themselves beyond sustainable limits in pursuit of productivity goals. Burnout isn't just feeling tired after a long day, it's a state of physical, emotional, and mental exhaustion caused by prolonged workplace stress. Early warning signs include chronic fatigue, cynicism toward work, reduced performance despite increased effort, and feeling overwhelmed by daily tasks. The cost is staggering. Organizations lose billions annually due to burnout-related absenteeism, turnover, and decreased performance. For individuals, burnout can lead to serious health problems, damaged relationships, and career stagnation. Traditional productivity advice often makes the problem worse by encouraging people to do more, faster, without considering sustainability. The real challenge isn't learning how to be more productive, it's discovering how to maintain high performance while preserving your well-being. Understanding this connection is the first step toward building a sustainable approach to productivity that enhances both your output and your quality of life, rather than sacrificing one for the other. The science behind sustainable productivity. Understanding the neuroscience of productivity is crucial when learning how to be more productive without compromising your mental health. Research shows that our brains operate in natural cycles of focus and rest, much like our sleep patterns. Studies from Stanford University reveal that our cognitive abilities peak during specific hours, typically mid-morning for most people, when cortisol levels are optimal. During these golden hours, our prefrontal cortex, responsible for decision-making and complex thinking, functions at maximum capacity. However, attempting to maintain this peak performance throughout the day leads to mental fatigue and diminished returns. The default mode network, discovered through brain imaging studies, demonstrates why rest isn't just beneficial, it's essential. When we're not actively focused, our brains enter a state that's crucial for creativity, memory consolidation, and problem solving. This explains why breakthrough ideas often come during walks or showers, not at our desks. Circadian rhythm research further supports the importance of working with, not against, our natural energy cycles. Forcing productivity during low energy periods creates stress hormones that impair cognitive function and lead to burnout. Perhaps most importantly, neuroscientist Dr. Matthew Lieberman's research shows that social connection and meaningful work activate the brain's reward system more effectively than external pressures or endless to-do lists. This suggests that sustainable productivity comes from alignment with our values and relationships, not just time management techniques. How to be more productive at work using smart strategies. The modern workplace demands efficiency, but knowing how to be more productive at work shouldn't come at the expense of your mental health. Research shows that the most successful professionals focus on working smarter, not harder, by implementing strategic approaches that maximize output while preserving energy. One-time blocking and energy management form the foundation of sustainable productivity. Instead of cramming tasks into every available moment, identify your peak performance hours and schedule your most challenging work during these periods. Most people experience their highest cognitive function in the morning, making it ideal for complex problem solving and creative tasks. The 80/20 rule revolutionizes how you approach daily responsibilities. This principle suggests that 80% of your results come from 20% of your efforts. Analyze your tasks to identify high-impact activities that drive meaningful outcomes, then prioritize these over busy work that feels productive but adds little value. 2. Creating productive work environments significantly impacts your performance. This includes organizing your physical workspace, minimizing digital distractions, and establishing clear boundaries with colleagues. Simple changes like using noise-canceling headphones or scheduling specific times for email can dramatically improve focus. 3. Managing meetings and interruptions effectively protects your most valuable resource, uninterrupted time. Learn to politely decline unnecessary meetings, batch similar tasks together, and communicate your focused work periods to colleagues. When you do attend meetings, come prepared with clear objectives and time limits. Understanding how to be more productive ultimately means recognizing that sustainable productivity isn't about doing more, it's about doing the right things efficiently. These strategies create a framework where you can deliver excellent results while maintaining the energy and motivation needed for long-term success. Proven ways to increase productivity without overwhelming yourself. Finding effective ways to increase productivity doesn't mean cramming more tasks into your already busy schedule. Instead, it's about working smarter while preserving your mental and physical well-being. Here are 4 science-backed strategies that deliver results without pushing you toward burnout. 1. The Pomodoro Technique and Focus Methods. This time-tested approach involves working in focused 25-minute intervals followed by 5-minute breaks. Research shows that our brains naturally lose concentration after 20 to 30 minutes, making this technique highly effective. By honoring these natural rhythms, you maintain peak focus while preventing mental fatigue. 2. Automation tools and workflow optimization. Identify repetitive tasks that drain your energy and automate them. Email templates, scheduling tools, and project management software can handle routine work, freeing your cognitive resources for creative and strategic thinking. The goal is to eliminate decision fatigue from mundane choices. 3. Strategic delegation for leaders. Delegation isn't just about offloading work, it's about matching tasks to people's strengths and interests. When team members work on projects that align with their skills, productivity increases naturally without creating stress or resentment. 4. Setting realistic goals and expectations. Understanding how to be more productive starts with honest self-assessment. Set challenging yet achievable targets based on your actual capacity, not idealized expectations. Break large projects into smaller milestones to maintain momentum and celebrate progress along the way. These methods work because they respect human limitations while maximizing our natural abilities. The key is consistency over intensity. Small, sustainable improvements compound over time to create significant productivity gains without the crash that comes from unsustainable practices. Building healthy work productivity habits. Sustainable success isn't about working harder, it's about building smart habits that enhance your work productivity while protecting your mental and physical health. The key lies in creating routines that naturally boost your performance without depleting your energy reserves. Start your day with intention by establishing a morning routine that primes your brain for focus. This might include light exercise, meditation, or simply reviewing your priorities before diving into tasks. These small rituals signal to your mind that it's time to shift into productive mode without the jarring shock of immediate work pressure. Throughout your workday, incorporate micro breaks every 90 minutes to maintain peak cognitive function. Research shows that our brains naturally cycle through periods of high focus and need recovery. By honoring these rhythms, you'll discover how to be more productive without forcing unsustainable intensity. Boundary setting forms the foundation of healthy productivity habits. Establish clear start and stop times for work, resist the urge to check emails after hours, and create physical or mental separations between your professional and personal spaces. When you protect your downtime, you return to work more refreshed and creative. Finally, integrate stress management techniques like deep breathing exercises or brief mindfulness moments into your routine. These practices don't just reduce stress, they actually enhance your ability to think clearly and make better decisions, creating a positive cycle of sustainable high performance. Maximizing productivity at work through smart monitoring. Most of us have no idea how we actually spend our workday. We feel busy, but are we really being productive? This is where smart monitoring comes in, and it's not as scary as it sounds. Think of it like a fitness tracker for your work life. Just as you might track steps or sleep patterns, monitoring your work habits helps you figure out how to be more productive without burning yourself out. The difference is, this isn't about your boss watching over your shoulder, it's about you understanding yourself better. Here's what actually works: start paying attention to when you feel sharp versus when your brain feels like mush. Maybe you're a morning person who crushes big projects before 10 a.m., or perhaps you hit your stride after lunch. There's no right or wrong answer, just your personal rhythm. Productivity at work isn't about cramming more tasks into your day. It's about working with your natural energy instead of fighting against it. When you notice patterns, like always feeling drained after back-to-back meetings or getting distracted every afternoon around 3 p.m., you can actually do something about it. Simple tracking helps too. How long do you actually focus before checking your phone? How many breaks do you take? Are you working through lunch every day? These insights aren't meant to make you feel guilty, they're meant to help you work smarter, not harder. How EMP Monitor supports sustainable productivity, without micromanaging. Learning how to be more productive shouldn't come at the expense of employee well-being or workplace trust. EMP Monitor transforms traditional monitoring by prioritizing sustainable performance over invasive surveillance. Here's how it helps organizations boost productivity while preventing burnout. 1. Smart productivity tracking. EMP Monitor goes beyond simple activity logging by analyzing work patterns, task completion rates, and break frequencies. Managers gain actionable insights about team capacity, allowing them to balance workloads effectively. Alerts notify managers when employees consistently exceed healthy working hours, enabling proactive interventions. 2. Project management support. EMP Monitor integrates with project workflows to track project progress, milestones, and deadlines. By visualizing task distribution, managers can allocate resources efficiently, preventing overburdening of top performers. This ensures realistic project timelines while maintaining high-quality output. 3. Idle time and time claim monitoring. Idle time tracking identifies periods of inactivity without penalizing employees, helping managers understand workflow bottlenecks. Time claim features allow employees to accurately log work hours, promoting accountability and transparency. Combined, these tools reduce stress and uncertainty, giving teams clarity without micromanagement. 4. Wellness-focused insights. EMP Monitor emphasizes optimization over exploitation, fostering a culture where productivity doesn't mean overwork. The wellness-focused dashboard highlights team performance alongside employee well-being metrics, helping organizations maintain healthy work cultures. Real-world results demonstrate impact. Companies using EMP Monitor report a 35% reduction in employee turnover while sustaining productivity. Example in action. A marketing agency found their top performer was logging 60-plus hour work weeks. EMP Monitor highlighted the imbalance, enabling managers to redistribute tasks, which improved morale and maintained output. EMP Monitor proves that being productive doesn't require burning out. By leveraging smart monitoring, project insights, and time tracking features, organizations can support human potential while making informed management decisions, all without micromanaging. Conclusion. Learning how to be more productive while maintaining your well-being isn't just a nice-to-have skill, it's essential for long-term success in today's demanding work environment. Throughout this guide, We've explored science-backed strategies that help you achieve more without sacrificing your mental health or personal relationships. The key takeaway is simple: sustainable productivity isn't about working harder or longer hours. It's about working smarter, understanding your natural energy patterns, and building habits that support both high performance and personal well-being. By implementing time-blocking techniques, setting realistic boundaries, and using tools like EMP Monitor to gain insights into your work patterns, you can create a balanced approach to productivity. Remember, how to be more productive isn't a one-size-fits-all formula. Experiment with different strategies, pay attention to what works best for your unique situation, and don't be afraid to adjust your approach as needed. The goal is to create a sustainable system that allows you to thrive professionally while maintaining your health and happiness. Start implementing these strategies today, but do it gradually. Small, consistent changes will lead to significant improvements in both your productivity and overall quality of life. FAQs. Q1. How do I know if I'm pushing too hard while trying to be productive? Watch for warning signs like constant fatigue, declining work quality, irritability, or feeling overwhelmed despite completing tasks. Learning how to be more productive shouldn't come at the cost of your mental health. Q2. What's the difference between being productive and just staying busy? Productivity focuses on meaningful outcomes and results, while busyness involves constant activity without a clear purpose. True productivity means accomplishing important goals efficiently, not just filling time with tasks. Q3. How can managers support their team's sustainable productivity? Managers should set realistic expectations, encourage regular breaks, provide necessary resources, and monitor workload distribution. Understanding how to be more productive as a team requires creating an environment where quality trumps quantity. Q4. What are the best tools for tracking productivity without creating stress? Choose simple tools that provide insights without overwhelming data. Focus on metrics that help you understand your work patterns rather than judge your worth. The goal is self-awareness, not self-criticism. Q5. How do I maintain productivity while working remotely? Establish clear boundaries, create a dedicated workspace, maintain regular communication with your team, and stick to consistent routines. Remote work success depends on mastering how to be more productive in a flexible environment.